Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever wake up feeling like you're wading through a sea of negativity? Like the world's got a permanent bah humbug filter on it. You're not alone, trust me. We've all been there. But guess what? That doesn't have to be your reality. Today, we're diving headfirst into something absolutely essential. Cultivating hope and optimism. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is some fluffy, think positive nonsense, hear me out. This isn't about burying your head in the sand and pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about actively choosing to focus on the good, finding light even in the darkest of times, and building a mindset that helps you weather any storm. Think of it like this. Our brains are wired to seek out negativity. It's an evolutionary thing, designed to keep us safe from danger. But in today's world, with 24/7 news cycles and social media constantly bombarding us with negativity, our negativity filter is on overdrive. So, how do we break free? How do we consciously choose hope over despair? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate a more hopeful and optimistic outlook. 1. Practice gratitude. Seriously, folks, this one is golden. Taking a few minutes each day to reflect on things you're grateful for, big or small, can make a world of difference. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have. Think about it. That warm cup of coffee in the morning, a funny text from a friend, even just the fact that you woke up healthy today. All these little things add up. 2. Surround yourself with positivity. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Choose your tribe wisely. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, inspire you, and bring positivity into your life. This doesn't mean avoiding difficult conversations or challenges. It's about having a support system that helps you navigate them with grace and resilience. 3. Cultivate mindfulness. This is about being present in the moment, savoring the good stuff, and letting go of worries about the future or regrets about the past. When you focus on the now, you open yourself up to experiencing the beauty and wonder that surrounds you every day. Try a simple mindfulness exercise. Take 5 deep breaths, paying attention to the rise and fall of your chest. Notice the sensations around you. The sound of birds chirping, the warmth of the sun on your skin. 4. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. I know, challenges suck, but hear me out. Every obstacle you face is an opportunity to learn, grow, and become stronger. It's like that old saying, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. So next time you encounter a roadblock, don't get discouraged. Instead, see it as a chance to step outside your comfort zone, stretch your limits, and discover hidden reserves of resilience within yourself. 5. Celebrate your victories, big and small. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. We often get caught up in focusing on the destination that we forget to celebrate the journey. Make a conscious effort to acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. You finished that project? Awesome. You woke up and chose kindness today? That's a win. These little victories add up over time and fuel your sense of hope and optimism. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're heading into a big presentation at work. Butterflies are fluttering in your stomach, doubt is creeping in, and that inner critic is whispering all sorts of nasty things in your ear. But then you remember all the times you've successfully conquered challenges before. You recall that feeling of accomplishment, the pride in your eyes, the knowledge that you are capable of amazing things. You take a deep breath, visualize success, and step onto that stage with confidence. You rock that presentation. Why? Because you chose to cultivate hope and optimism, even amidst those initial feelings of anxiety. See what I mean? It's not about ignoring your fears or pretending everything's perfect. It's about choosing to focus on the positive, believing in yourself, and trusting that you have the power to create a brighter future. So, let's recap. Gratitude, positivity, mindfulness, embracing challenges, and celebrating victories. These are your tools for building a more hopeful and optimistic outlook. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and watch as hope blossoms within you. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who needs a dose of positivity. Leave a review. Tell me what resonates with you. I want to hear your stories. And remember, keep that hope alive. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.